The Woodlands Project,
Part 5. What happens after the Woodlands Project? As of June 30, 2004, the work of Woodlands Project was completed and the project ended. However, there are still places where former residents, family members, friends, and advocates can get help and advice. Public Guardian and Trustee. If the PGT is your legal representative, you can get more information by calling your case manager directly or call 604-660-4444 and ask to speak with your case manager. If you live outside of the Lower Mainland, you can call Inquiry BC and ask to be transferred to the Public Guardian and Trustee. From the Victoria area, call Inquiry BC at 250-387-6121, and from anywhere outside of the Lower Mainland or Victoria areas, call the toll-free number 1-800-663-7867. If the PGT is not your legal representative, or you are the family member of a former resident of Woodlands, you can get updates from the PGT about issues relating to Woodlands by checking the website or calling one of the numbers above and asking to speak to someone in Assessment and Investigative Services. PGT website. The PGT website will have regular updates about the status of the legal proceedings and other important developments about Woodlands. You can visit that website at www.trustee.bc.ca. BC Institutional Legacy Fund. The BC Institutional Legacy Fund was established by MCFD in June 2003 to provide funding to former residents and family members for counseling and personal support. This fund is available to former residents and family members from four BC institutions: Woodlands, Glendale, Tronchiel, and Endicott Center. The fund is being administered by the Victoria Foundation. Applications for funding will be reviewed by an advisory committee. The committee includes the Advocate for Service Quality, one former resident from each of the four institutions, and one family member from each of the four institutions. Advocate for Service Quality. Former residents who need support or help in the community can contact Jane Holland, the Advocate for Service Quality, at Lower Mainland telephone number 604-775-1238. If you do not live in the Lower Mainland, you can call her using Inquiry BC. If you are calling from the Victoria area, the number is 250-387-6121. If you are calling from outside the Lower Mainland or Victoria, the toll-free number is 1-800-663-7867. FOI requests. Former residents may still make Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act requests to MCFD. In the appendix of the written version of this report, you can find an information sheet on how to do this. If you need help, you can contact the Advocate for Service Quality. Class Action Lawsuit. There is a class action lawsuit against the government for physical and sexual abuse that happened at Woodlands. Poyner Baxter is the name of the law firm that is in charge of the class action. You can get more information from their website at www.poynerbaxter.com, poynerbaxter.com. You can also telephone them at 604-988-6321. If the PGT is your legal representative, your case manager and the PGT lawyers will be managing your role in the class action. You can contact your case manager for information and advice directly or call 604-660-4444 and ask for your case manager. If you live outside of the Lower Mainland, you can call Inquiry BC and ask to be transferred to the Public Guardian and Trustee. From the Victoria area, call Inquiry BC at 250-387-6121, and from anywhere outside of the Lower Mainland or Victoria areas, call the toll-free number 1-800-663-7867. 663-7867. The next thing that will happen in the class action is that the court will have to approve the class action lawsuit. This will set down what the questions are for the court to decide and who will be part of the class. After the class action lawsuit is approved, there will be a trial to prove that the government was responsible for the abuse. If the court rules in favor of the former residents, each former resident will have to prove that he or she was specifically abused at Woodlands. It is possible that the case will settle before there has to be a trial. It may be many years before the class action lawsuit is resolved. Individual lawsuit. Some former residents may want to start their own lawsuit. There are some time limits on starting lawsuits for abuse that was not sexual. You should ask a lawyer for help if you want to do this. You can get the name of a lawyer from the Canadian Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service at 1-800-663-1919. Police reports. Any former residents who believe that they were harmed as a result of a criminal act at Woodlands can make a report to the New Westminster Police Department. The person to contact is Detective Mike McFarlane at Lower Mainland telephone number 604-529-2457. Advocacy by support groups and negotiations with government. The PGT, along with other community advocacy and support groups, will continue to be involved in communications and advocacy with the provincial government on behalf of the former residents of Woodlands. The names of some of these groups are located in the appendix in the written version of this report. The names of some of these groups are located in the appendix of the printed version of this report in the information sheet called Options to Respond. Other activities. Many people and organizations have identified things that they feel the provincial government and others should do to find out more about what happened at Woodlands and to meet the needs of people who experienced abuse and neglect there. Many former residents and family members have supported the recommendations of the Need to Know report, and some are actively involved in advocating for actions to be taken. The Need to Make Amends report was released by the BC Self-Advocacy Foundation after consultations with former residents of Woodlands. The Having a Choice report of the Woodlands Parent Action Group also supports the recommendations of the Need to Know and includes recommendations for action. You can find this report on the BCACL website.